rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Oh yes, as that sunrise comes over the horizon, we got a chilly 41 degrees right now with fog and mist. Gonna get up to 72 though today. Really nice day ahead of us here on the ranch. Glad you could join me here at the WHSM Ranch. In Muskie Country, yeah. Yep, 41 degrees right now, 72 later on today. And tonight, overnight, 49 degrees. Tomorrow, we're going to have a little bit more rain coming back in the picture, 70 degrees for Friday. Friday night, a low of 58. And possibly a little storm Friday night into Saturday morning. Otherwise, Saturday is not looking too bad at 73 degrees and partly sunny skies. Sunday is looking even nicer, mostly sunny and 79. So, great weekend shaping up for the Lumberjack World Championships and the Honor of the Earth Powwow. Lots of great things going on. Hey, I sat in a meeting last night at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds, and there was a gal there with the Horse Project for the Sawyer County Fairgrounds. You wouldn't believe some of what these kids are doing. They're cleaning up the place, painting their stalls, getting ready for the fair. If you're part of that group, thank you for doing that. And if you're part of the Northwest Wisconsin Equine Club, I know a lot of those members help out at the county fair as well. Thank you for all you do for the adults, what you do for your kids. And for your horses, I know it's not a cheap hobby to have. So lots of great stuff going on there. Tell you what, while we're thinking about it, let's play a tune that'll get us up and going. Saddle up your horses. Yeah, great country song from Stephen Curtis Chapman right here on Muskie Country 101.
And was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild. On the banks of the river, on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste of love. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
FM, Musky 101.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you, sipping on drink number two, and trying to come up with some smooth, and waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just can't wait no more, can't let you slip out that door. Prettiest thing I ever seen before, got me spinning around, I ain't even on the dance floor. You're singing that morning maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet your kiss is soul saving, my favorite flavor, wanting now and later. I never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. Yeah, gotta get me some of that. Little more what you're doing right there. Swinging your hips and slinging your hair. Side to side, what you drink in the air. Lord, have mercy now, girl, I swear. Gotta get your number in my phone.
in your driveway, all because of last night you threw my way. Yeah, girl, you got a way of shaking that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight. I bet you can't see the soul saver, my favorite flavor. Want it now and later. I've never seen nothing that I want so bad. Girl, I gotta get me some of that. I gotta get me some of that. I want it now and later. She had a shiny little Beamer with the ragtop down, sitting in the drive, but she wouldn't get out. Dogs were all barking and wagging around, and I just laughed and said, you all get in. She had on a new dress and she curled her hair. She was looking too good not to go somewhere. Said, what you wanna do, baby, I don't care. We can go to the show, we can stay right here, and I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster down through the woods. As I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Said we can fire up and I can show you around. Sit up on the hill and watch the sun go down. When the fireflies are dancing and the moon comes out, we can turn on the lights and head back to the house. Or we can take another ride on my big green tractor. We can go slow or make it go faster. Down through the woods and out to the pasture. Long as I'm with you, it really don't matter. Climb up in my lap and drive if you want to. Girl, you know you got me to hold on to. We can go to town, but baby, if you'd rather, I'll take you for a ride on my big green tractor. And just let me dust off the seat. Ooh, I'll put your pretty little arms around me. Yeah, yeah.
Best country.
101.1.
Muskie 101.
Hey, how about you, Alabama? Roll on.
Roll on, highway. Roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family. Roll on, crew. Ask you to do and roll on 18-wheeler, roll on,
roll on.
Monday morning, he's kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round mama. They ask her when daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and they sure miss him when he's gone. Yeah, they do. Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family, roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I asked you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler, roll on.
Roll on!
Well, it's Wednesday evening. Mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. Seems the highway patrol has found a jackknifed rig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, 'cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on highway, roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family, roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I asked you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler, roll on.
Mama and the children up all night long, thinking nothing but the worst is coming with the ringing of the telephone. Oh, but the man upstairs was listening when mama asked him to bring daddy home. And when the call came in, it was daddy on the other end asking her if she had been singing the song, singing,
roll on highway, roll on.
Entertained and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's ice cream month, and did you know you can celebrate at this area stop along the state's ice cream trail? Here's the scoop.
Now, in Wisconsin, we've got 49 different licensed ice cream plants that are making it. But this map focuses in on unique stops in Wisconsin. Every one of them's got a story.
That's Pam Yonke, known as the Fabulous Farm Babe. She says the current trail includes 20 locations, each one from Hayward to La Crosse, Madison, and then north to Appleton, Green Bay, and Door County, dishes out delicious, locally made ice cream.
I've been to one or two, but I'm surprised by how few I've gotten a chance to visit, and I'm a pretty big ice cream fan.
Find the trail at the website gatherwisconsin.com and add your own local favorite there, too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? As in, really looked at them? Veterans who bravely served our country deserve the benefits they've earned and life-saving support when they need it. We know that no one can do this alone, and we're stronger when we work together. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs stands ready to serve Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. With our network of partners, like your local county Veterans Service Officer, we can help connect veterans with services such as education, employment, mental health services, veteran ID, long-term care, and more. We stand ready to serve you. For more information, call 1-800-WIS-VETS or visit WISVETS.com. That's WISVETS.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Yes, sirree. We are getting ready for a pretty busy weekend here around the Hayward Lakes area, especially. We got two major events happening starting today. The Lumberjack World Championships starting off at County Road B at the Lumberjack Bowl. They got a whole bunch of activities starting off at 8 o'clock. All the way through into the evening, where we get into the semifinals, quarterfinals of their competitions. Tomorrow is their semifinals. And then on Saturday? Yeah. Saturday and Sunday is their finals. So a lot of good stuff going on there. Tonight at the Honor the Earth Powwow Grounds, located at 8575 North Round Lake School Road, they will be having a... today's Thursday, right? The 17th? Yeah, I got the right date. Royalty pageant and coronation happening at the Powwow Grounds starting at 5 o'clock. And then their bigger activities start tomorrow at 7 p.m. with their first grand entry of all the dancers and those who are there. Saturday is the big day. If you ever want to catch a big day at the Powwow Grounds, check out Saturday. I'll probably head out there myself. Admission is only $10. It is free for those 65 and older. I'm sorry, 54. 54 and older is considered an elder, native and non-native. You can get in for free. But if you want your chance to win $1,000, you have to buy a button for $10, and then you just register it, and you'll be entered for the drawing. But otherwise, free admission for elders and children under five. All right, Carrie Underwood coming up next. After that, Tracy Lawrence, Luke Bryan. Great country music here.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with the blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, dripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. But she was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Yeah, they're ringing. Denny was hosting junior league parties and having dinner at the country club. Everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight. Sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. You just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. ever gonna find, and how he died is still a mystery. But he hit a woman for the very last time. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. You're standing there in a black dress, singing, singing.
Country music.
It's totally awesome. Played great country.
101.1
Muskie 101.
Sister cries out from her baby bed. Brother runs in, feathers on his head. Mama's in her room, learning how to sew. Daddy's drinking beer, listening to the radio. Hank Williams sings Elijah and Dear John. And time marches on. Time marches on. Sister's using rouge and clear complexion soap. Brother's wearing beads and he smokes a lot of dope. Mama is depressed, barely makes a sound. Daddy's got a girlfriend in another town. Bob Dylan sings like a rolling stone. And time marches on. Time marches on. The South moves north, north moves south. A star is born, a star burns out. The only thing that stays the same is everything changes, everything changes. Sister calls herself a sexy grandma. Brother's on a diet high cholesterol. Mama's out of touch with reality. Daddy's in the ground beneath the maple tree. As the angels sing an old Hank Williams song. Time marches on. Time marches on. Time marches on. Marches on. Time marches on.
I listen to it all day at work.
Real country variety.
Muskie 101.
Hey, girl. Oh, now. You know you got everybody looking. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Something about a sweet little farmer's child. They got it in her blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms.
up like grandma's yarn. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shaking for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shaking for the bears, shaking for the bees. Shaking for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Guitar! Like the river flows, feel the kick drum down deep in your toes. All I wanna do is get to holding you, and get to knowing you, and get to showing you, and get to loving you. Before the night is through, baby, you know what to do. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the bears, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
Hot country girl.
Country girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
In the studio today is Janet D. Ann Willard from the Honor the Earth Powwow Committee. We're going to be talking about everything Honor the Earth Powwow. That's going to be coming up July 17th through the 20th. And this will be held at the Powwow Grounds on the Lac-Qui-Tere Reservation. And first of all, let's kind of talk about the history of the Powwow. Willard, I think you were elected the historian for the Powwow. Tell us a little about the history.
Okay, Mark. The powwow was first conceived as a protest event back in 1973. The hydroelectric dam at the Chippewa Flowage, the lease was coming up, and then the Northern States Power and the tribe were in negotiations to renew the lease.
Sure.
And a lot of the tribal members took objection to a lot of the things that were happening, and so there is various groups and various people around the reservation that started the powwow. A lot of the names would, the famous names around here would be like Eddie Benton, Marilyn Tribble, Susan Oss, and Rick St. Germain. All of those guys had a very big part in the beginning of our powwow.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1973, they organized a protest powwow, and 52 years later, it morphed into the one of the largest cultural celebrations in northern Wisconsin.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been a huge event. I've been a part of the events probably in the past 7 years, and I've really enjoyed them. Let's talk about more about the cultural aspect. And now, again, it's always been called Honor the Earth Powwow, but it's a homecoming as well, celebration, homecoming celebration for those who may live off the res and haven't been here and visiting, and know it's a very tight community. So you get a lot of people from around the country, from wherever they're living at, visiting us. Tell us a little bit about the cultural aspects of this, and what does it mean to the community?
So, like, one of the first things that we do before we start the powwow is actually we use some of our own local traditional cultural teachings, such as putting together a community feast. We say some prayers on the Tuesday before the powwow. And then so basically it's all rooted in that, you know, like we use a lot of our traditional local teachings and we incorporate that into our Tuesday feast.
Yeah. And then after the Tuesday feast, there is a pageant. Tell us a little bit about that pageant and what that means to the young people who are entering this.
So that does happen on Thursday night, and Beja Hunter is our coordinator for that. And she started work already, and the kids, there's different categories from the Tiny Tots, Junior Braves, all the way up to adults. And they'll go through a little pageant and things that they need to do in the community. Like next Wednesday, the kids will be getting together, and they'll be at our the LCO Landing. Every Wednesday we have powwows out there.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so, the exhibitions that happen out there, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's one of the next things that they're going to have to be doing, and they will be introducing themselves and then participating in the Wednesday's event. They mm-hmm. also have to create a speech and tell the the committee why they are running for this position. And then Thursday, they will go through the pageant itself, and then they will be, that night, will be picking our royalty. And then they will represent us throughout the whole weekend. And mm-hmm. then they also represent LCO on the powwow trail. They're also at our school powwows during the year. So they're just, they're leaders that we're growing. And
And then there's a couple of other recognitions that happen for Honor the Earth Powwow every year. There is a elder woman that is elected as Anishinaabe Kwe. What does that mean, and how is that person selected?
We actually have nominations. Janet did a really good job this year. I really liked how you did that, where you made the bio and a picture. You know, that's kind of the first year we've done it that way.
Okay.
And you put it out, and people, and then they get to vote online, too. That's kind of cool.
So, oh, okay, yeah.
Again, they take the nominations, and then we voted on it, right?
No, the community voted this year.
They had a monkey survey.
Yep,
survey monkey.
Yeah, we put it out, and they had the bios on there, the pictures, and when people nominated them, we asked why they felt that, you know, what has this lady done in the community? Mm-hmm. They need to be a tribal member over the age into the elder status.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Never been Anishinaabe Kwe before. So that gives the opportunity for the community to nominate people that, or women that have been impactful in their lives and the whole community.
Sure. And then who was elected this year?
Diane Sullivan.
Okay. And who is she in the community? What kind of great things have she done, or honorable things that she has done in the community?
She actually worked at Hazleton. She does mental health. She works for Bajiki Health Center now,
yeah.
But she's a mental health person, and she's done a lot to work with young people and just people that need that kind of, you know, work done with them. And she's been in our community, you know, an outstanding person in our community for quite a while, and she's kind of going through some things right now, but, you know, she's a really revered person.
Yeah, very cool. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more about the schedule of the powwow. We'll talk about the feather pole and the family that represents that, and we'll do that right after this break.
Muskie 101.
For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. A federal court ruling found Wisconsin must stop denying unemployment insurance to applicants who are also receiving Social Security disability insurance. The court ruled that a 12-year-old state law that barred unemployment insurance for Social Security disability insurance recipients unlawfully discriminates against people with disabilities. The law was signed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2013 and argued that people receiving assistance from both programs were double-dipping and potentially even committing fraud. Wisconsin residents will begin seeing higher fees for vehicle title transfers and driver's license renewals this fall. The additional fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The fee changes will officially go into effect on October 1st. The 65th annual Lumberjack World Championships event officially gets underway today in Hayward. The yearly event will see over 100 competitors from across 16 states and 7 countries participate in events like log rolling and speed pole climbing. Organizers say the field this year features a fairly even split of men and women, making it the largest number of women competitors they've seen in the event. In addition to the official competition events, there will be food trucks, local vendors, live music, and the annual Lumberjack Run 5K on Saturday. The Washburn County Zoning Committee will allow a teen to reopen his roadside bait shop near Spooner Lake following a special meeting. The roadside bait shop had initially been shut down after the zoning department determined that it was not permitted under current regulations. The decision led to significant pushback from community members who applauded the teen for his entrepreneurial spirit and initiative. The zoning committee voted not to pursue enforcement action and evaluate the relevance of the state's lemonade stand law for the bait shop. For WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
Musky 101 weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cooler and less humid today with plenty of sunshine, high temperatures in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly clear and crisp with lows in the mid to upper 40s. On Friday, outside chance of a shower in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature is 46.
Musky 101.
And we're back with Honor the Earth Powwow Committee members Janet, Dee, and Willard. And we're talking about this year's Honor the Earth Powwow starting July 17th through the 20th at the Honor the Earth Powwow Grounds on the Lacouturay Reservation. And Willard, we were just talking a little bit about the Eagle Staff. And talk about the significance of the Eagle Staff and why that is passed on between families every year.
So the powwow has what we call the Lacouturay Honor the Earth Memorial Eagle Feather Staff. And on every Sunday, we like to set aside some time to honor a community member that had passed. And so this year, the previous family passed on the Eagle Feather Staff to the family of Ed Scoop Martin. Last year's family was the family of Mike and Larry Taylor.
Gary Taylor.
Mike and Gary Taylor. Okay. I apologize.
Yeah.
And they passed the Eagle Feather Staff on to the family of Ed Scoop Martin. So when they passed that staff to the Martin family, is responsible for that staff. They carry it for all year. They bring it to various local powwows and events. And this Sunday, this year on Sunday of the powwow, that family will come together and they'll provide some gifts out to the members of the community. We'll have a little ceremony for Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll pass the Eagle Feather Staff off to the next family. So a little bit about Ed is that he was a fairly famous local community member. He was a veteran. But what most people remember him for was his local journalism that he used to do. He had a little article in the Sawyer County Record called LCO News by Ed Scoop Martin.
Oh, okay.
And so he was fairly familiar doing with that. So he did a lot of great work doing that. I remember a lot of our elders and a lot of our tribal people bought the newspaper just to read Ed Scoop's articles.
Wow. So. Yeah. Okay. So there is some cultural significance to this staff that's handed family to family. And then, as we mentioned, Anishinaabe Kwe.
So, Mark, that. I did forget to mention one thing.
Oh, go ahead.
So when the family is done carrying that staff for a full year.
Yeah.
And before they give that staff over to the next family, they're asked to put a new eagle feather on it to add to the other eagle feathers that are already on the staff.
Yeah.
So that's pretty important too.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, let's get into the actual schedule of the powwow. Most of this all starts on Friday with a grand entry at 7 p.m. Let's talk a little bit about the schedule that happens on Friday and what can people expect to experience there.
Yep, so our grand entry is going to start at 7. So if people are looking to come down there and find parking, we suggest that you would probably get there no later than 6:30.
And bring a chair.
Bring a chair.
Yes.
We do have seating out there. We're going to have some bleachers this year put around, but we do advise to bring your own chair. Admission is $10, and that's for the whole weekend. You'll get a button. And then on the back of that button when you're there, you go to our Honor the Earth stand and register the button to be entered into a chance, into a contest to win $1,000.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So we'll do that drawing on Sunday. So we'll start out with our grand entry, and then throughout the night we'll do some outgoing royalty recognition, first-time dancer recognition. The family of Sandy Bird, who was another significant individual in our community. She's passed away now for 4 years, so the family's coming together and they're doing a memorial jingle dress special.
Okay.
And then kind of like the highlight of closing for the evening is our great big two-step that we're going to have.
Yeah. Okay. So a very short schedule for Friday, because Saturday includes a lot of the bigger things, but let's talk a little bit about that spirit run that starts us off on Saturday after the breakfast.
Yeah, that starts. The registration starts at 8:30 in the morning. It's not your traditional 5K like you go to, you know, like the Muskie Run or something.
Yeah.
We do a lot of traditional things. We have somebody speak and they'll give us a blessing, mm-hmm. and in the language. It's more of a social gathering, you know. People from all over come over. Sometimes they just come because they like to get the t-shirts, but yeah. We like to try to get them to socialize and talk. So we'll gather, then we'll have the prayer. They're all given tobacco and to think about the people that aren't able to be there, or the people that have their loved ones that have passed. And as they go out, they can put that tobacco asema down on the trail somewhere, or in the fire down by the powwow grounds. But when they run, they come back, and then we have another event. You know,
yeah.
they have a little obstacle course or something to complete before they get their shirt. Mr. John Anderson, I worked with him for years. I used to just go to the runs and help him out, you know, doing that. And he told me, one of these days, you're going to be the one doing this. And I'm like, yeah, right, you know. So I ended up doing it, and I've been doing it for well over 15 years now, I think.
Wow, yeah. So then on Saturday morning, throughout that race or that walk run that's happening, there is a flag ceremony, flag raising ceremony at 9 o'clock. Traditional foods contest registration. Let's talk a little bit about what that is.
Yep. So Marcy Gouget is our coordinator for this, and she puts out a contest to where they're going to have whoever can make the best fry bread or wild rice dish. And so they can go to the kitchens there and they can present their dish that they're making, and then they will vote on it, and then it's announced.
Hmm. Yeah.
What the winners are.
Okay.
That happens in the LCO school.
Yeah.
In the kitchens there.
I'd love to be the judge for the fry bread contest. That would be. We're going to take a short break and then come back. We'll talk about the rest of the schedules on Saturday for the Honor the Earth powwow happening July 17th through the 20th.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven
cause your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone. Keep leading me on. Saying, drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy. Heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Hoping now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go. Cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
It's like no other station I've ever listened to. It's great.
Nobody plays more country.
Muskie 101.
I brought flowers to your door last night. I done you wrong and I wanna make it right. Say I'm not welcome here. I know it ought to be perfectly clear, but I can't help but wonder what it might be like. If I had 2 dozen roses and an open bottle of wine, if I really could have hung the moon, would it change your mind? Roses and an open bottle of wine.
101.1 FM WHSM Hayward, Muskie 101.
Well, good morning. Thanks for sticking with me here at WHSM Muskie Country 101. Mark Lundin here with you. And we are into the 8 o'clock hour here on this Thursday, July 17th, 2025. Still says 45 degrees down at the Soy.